America is at war. Globalists and leftists have taken over the highest levels of our state and federal government, our state houses, Congress, Supreme Court, and even the highest office of the land. They are indoctrinating our children, corrupting our morals, dividing our people, and attempting to eradicate God. But the weapon they cannot withstand is a people united under God and armed with the truth. Now join Pastor Steve Taylor, Director of Christian Rights Ministries and President of the Alliance Legal Group, for another episode of the Faith and Freedom Network.
Good afternoon, Hampton Roads. Steve Taylor here from beautiful downtown Great Bridge, Chesapeake, Virginia. Welcome to Faith and Freedom Network. Good afternoon, Colleen.
And I am Colleen, the general manager of the Lighthouse, and I'm actually in Western Branch, Chesapeake. So we're both in Chesapeake today.
I thought you were in Portsmouth.
It's technically Western Branch of Chesapeake.
It's
actually Chesapeake, but we're on, you know, we're close to Suffolk, close to Portsmouth, very centrally located
Located, that's for sure. And so this is the Faith and Freedom Network, and one of our contributors that helps us pay some of the bills is the Alliance Legal Group of the South Side. We're being sponsored by the Alliance Legal Group, which is famously known as the Hampton Roads hometown attorney. And the Alliance Legal Group has been practicing for over 25 years, actually since 1994. As the law office of Steve Taylor. Then we actually became the Alliance Legal Group a number of years later and practice really under both, but primarily under the Alliance Legal Group. And we're a hometown attorney that we've been here for a long time. We have offices in Chesapeake and Suffolk and bordering the Newtown Road, Virginia Beach, Norfolk area. Did I say Chesapeake and Norfolk?
I think so, yes.
So we're all around the South Side Hampton Roads that we have a Christian mission vision statement to operate a Christ-centered law practice emphasizing and relying on biblical principles in order to effectively and efficiently serve the legal and spiritual needs of our clients, community, and employees, and to support His perfect will. And so that's what we try to do. That's what we try to live by. As an attorney, I'm what they call a kingdom lawyer, kingdom warrior, and I've given my life to a full-time defense of the faith and freedom of Christians, and we do that through a number of ways, through helping folks at the Alliance Legal Group that we regularly take cases from that are referred to us from Christian Rights Ministries, which is a faith-based group that I'm the director of. And we also participate in various ministries like the Alliance Defending Freedom and Liberty Council, the group that Matt Staver represents and does such a wonderful job doing so, the Rutherford. And we do those engagements absolutely free, no charge, pro bono. And if we can't help you when you contact me, if it's something that our small resources are not able to handle, that, like I said, we know some big guys that can likely help you. And, of course, that we want to see your faith and your freedom remain intact. And so that's why we do that. And the reason we do this program is because that there's a narrative that has occurred that, President Trump called it fake news, but that there is a narrative that is out there that I'm not sure there's so many narratives out there, but the general narrative is that one, that that we're under a duly elected presidency, of which the current regime's leader is Joe Biden, and his vice president is Kamala Harris, and that occurred from a coup d'etat that happened about a year ago in the election of 2020. And if you can remember, Colleen, what things were like just a year ago and what things are like today, it's mind-boggling.
It has changed quite a bit as far as a lot of things go, you know.
Yeah.
Our regular.
Have you ever seen like anything like this 1 year, the rapidity of the change for the worse, not for the better. I actually have seen some periods of time. I remember when Ronald Reagan took office back, I guess that was, what was it, 79? I guess he won the 78 or the, I guess he won the 80, right?
1980. So I guess it would be 81.
We had this rapid change in our society from 1980. I remember when he got elected, I was, I guess I was 16 years of age, and that we elected President Ronald Reagan, and the country was in this period of time called that Jimmy Carter had called the malaise, you know, that everything was terrible. We had, in fact, when you listen to the commentators about the inflation, actually they said it was 31 years ago that we had the type of inflation that we're experiencing now, that we had even worse under President Jimmy Carter. And then within 2 years, that we had completely turned this country around, that the hostages that were being held in Iran were immediately released, that the United States became respected again in the world community, and a change happened. That I remember President Reagan famously saying to Barbara Walters, he was asked, and I have no idea, but I have a pretty good idea, I guess, where Barbara Walters sat on issues such as religion. But she asked President Reagan in the, what was that, 60 Minutes? Is that the program she used to do?
2020. I know she was on 2020, but that she
maybe went, it was 2020. And he asked President Reagan, where, you know, you seem so confident, you know, that the Berlin Wall has just crumbled, that you have such confidence in the way that you hold yourself out and the way you do things. He said, well, Barbara, I've got something that most people don't have. And he said, I'm trying to, and so then he quoted from Psalm 121. He said, he goes, most people don't know. I think he said something like, where my help comes from. He says, my helps come from the Lord. He said, I look to the mountains and my helps come from the Lord. And she was dumbfounded. She didn't understand. She obviously knew that he was quoting scripture. But when he said that, I lift my eyes up to the hills, I believe he says, from whence cometh my help? My help comes from the Lord. He just said that, and that changed the whole dynamic of the interview. But that's what we have to do as a nation, that we're at a perilous time in our country, that we have forgotten God, that the I was speaking to a gentleman this afternoon, actually just a little bit ago, whose premise in a book that he wrote was how the morality of the nation has just caused us to be where we're at. You know, obviously that the Lord can't bless the sin that we've been involved with for years and years and years. And just like Balak and Balaam, that we fall into a trap where our sin has blocked our prayers to heaven, and that we're being chastised. You know, whether we're under judgment at this point, I'm not sure, but we're certainly being chastised. We were reading the book of Jeremiah, actually the book of Lamentations this morning, and we saw what happened and what happened repeatedly to Israel, a chosen nation of God, for their disobedience. And we see the same thing happening to us today. We've allowed ourselves to fall into the enemy's trap, and we're being judged accordingly. And if we don't turn it around very, very quickly, we can see the end just around the corner. And so can you tell folks the phone number that they can call in today, Colleen?
I will. It is 757-488-5299, 757-488-5299. And Steve, we do have Tony on the line if you're ready to take a phone call.
Sure. Let's get Tony on the line.
Tony, you're on the air.
How you doing?
Hi, Tony. How you doing, sir?
Pretty good. How are you doing?
Good. So what's on your mind today that, you know, I had on my mind that a need for morality and a need for getting back to the 2020 elections and finding out what happened there and correcting it so it don't happen again.
Amen. Amen. If you don't fix what the problem was before the next election, you're not going to have the same results.
Yeah, and you know that we're in a serious problem. You don't hear any of the governors. You don't see any of the states. You don't see Congress. You don't see the things that you expect to see when you have the type of fraud and the type of electioneering rigging that we saw last year. Nobody mm-hmm. seems to care. And I'm not sure where that apathy comes from, but that. Like you said, unless we fix it, that we're going to be in trouble and that we can just kiss our sweet country goodbye.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, you go to the basic facts without getting into great detail. You can never have a county, a state, a province, or a city vote at over 105%. It's yeah. impossible. You can. So that's the first red flag, okay? You close down the polls at midnight, and suddenly at 12:30, 290,000 votes get uploaded in Maricopa County. No one talks about it. No one knows where they came from. There's no chain of command. Another red flag. Then we do an investigation in Arizona. They find all the evidence. They say they release the evidence. We get to read a little bit about it, but then no one says, "Hey, okay, we've got real fraud here. We have to do something that's fundamentally sound for our country. We have to take a stand. Someone's got to do it. Arizona could be the first, but they don't. Saying we're going to decertify our votes. We're going to say all we can say is based upon what we see, the election was fraudulent and shouldn't stand. Third red flag.
You know, there's so much evidence that it was fraudulent. You know, I would point exactly. folks to a real good place to look just to get a summary of the mountains of evidence that there was that and we all saw it, but it's all like, you know, it happened. Nobody did anything. It's over. Who cares? But that the mountain of evidence that go to SidneyPowell.com, just simply SidneyPowell.com. And that there is a listing. She's done an excellent job. Of course, she's been sued by everybody, Dominion, everybody else, saying that they were slandered and they brought suit against her, and so she had to defend. And so that the evidence she's of election fraud that she's put out there is amazing. If you just go to SidneyPowell.com. And then look for the summary of select evidence of presidential election fraud and the case for decertification that she's got page after page after page of election fraud that was just documented. We heard it. We saw it. That we didn't do. You know, she points out, you know, the Ruby Freeman case, you know, where there's these boxes these suitcases of ballots, you know, caught after the fact on video. What happened to that? Nothing. That there was ballot tampering. That there was. We saw all the Dominion voting system fraud. We saw these. We even had our deep state, deep swamp government admitted that Iran and China and were actors doing. They put that document out saying that happened, but that didn't cause anything to change. There was statistical analysis that was, you know, mm-hmm. things like a million to one that it could have been like, you know, 54,000 votes for Biden, 4,000 for Trump in one dump, 141,000 ballots for Biden, 5,000 for Trump in one dump, you know, but nothing mm-hmm. happened. You know, this was all factual. It was all there, and nothing happened in Georgia or any of the battleground states. And it's just like you know, that. It who cares? And I don't understand it. That you know, 1 year ago we saw this happen. We expected something to happen within a week and a month and 2 months and 3 months, and then we started realizing that just nobody was going to do anything. And we're a year later, and still. You know, the Congress, they're talking about stuff like, you know, they're talking about their budgets and things of that nature, like it matters. But we're going to get more. If they don't get everything they want in this budget, they're going to get it in the next budget or the next budget or the next budget. The crazy stuff that they're asking for, like a surtax on cows so that beef will cost $6,000 for a cow because they fluctuate. I mean, that's in there. That's in the bill that's, I mean, it's really in there. And we focus on that, but we don't focus on the fact that if we don't correct the election, we're gonna lose. We're gonna lose repeatedly and over and over again. And the real question is why America, why Congress, why? And people say, well, look at Virginia. You know, there's a turnaround. You know, we won that. Well, we won it by 1%. The day before, 4 to 7% in the polls was supposed to be the margin from the fake news deep state legacy media. We barely won by 1%. It wasn't that they didn't cheat. It wasn't that they didn't cheat enough. The outcry from the people was so great that it apparently overwhelmed their algorithms. So, you know, we're in if there's a cry right now, it's a cry for a recognition that we're that close from being finished. Unless we get back to God, unless we, God can do anything. With Him, all things are possible. But we need to return to God. We need to recognize He's given us a country, a covenant, a constitution, and a country that providentially given to us, and that we're about ready to lose it because that we've abandoned God and we've abandoned. We're apathetic.
Yeah, and the Democrats understand one thing very, very well. All they have to do is keep eating at the pie of freedom, keep eroding it, keep chopping it up, and keep throwing away pieces, and at one point, the plate's now empty. When the plate's empty, it's too late to try and reclaim freedom because you now have a fully entrenched government. Now you've got an uprising. We have the ability now to challenge and demand, but we don't do it. And what you just said a moment ago about all the abnormalities is huge. And not even just those, they had so many other things that went along with it. I mean, we had, they wouldn't turn over they refused to turn over the voting machines in several states because they just thought they didn't have to. Governmental officials and senators, congressmen demanded evidence to look at, and they said, no, we're not giving it to you. You can't allow that to happen. You have to hold people accountable to the laws that they want us to be accountable for, because if they want you to turn something overseas and you don't do it, they're going to come take it. They're not going to ask you more than two or three times. They'll come get it.
Well, go ahead. A brief summary. If we remember that we were so close to saying this thing's all over, if you remember that before the election, before that midnight votes scandal, that they declared Arizona before they even counted the votes, ultimately that there was a 10,457 margin, and there was easily more than 350,000 votes that were either contested or shown to be significantly irregular in Arizona. Georgia, there was 11,779, and there was over 530 contested ballots. Then in Michigan, there was 154,000 margin with over 660,000 ballots that were contested. In Nevada, there was 33,000 margin with over 100,000 contested ballots. Pennsylvania, 80,000 with over 1.1 million contested ballots. And that doesn't even include all the unconstitutional changes they did at the last minute to allow voting in, you know, against, without authority. But nothing happened. And that's not even mentioned Wisconsin, 20,000 margin with 460. All the battleground states, stop shop at midnight, truckloads were found. Ballots came in from everywhere. And at 3 o'clock in the morning, we woke up and that somehow that we had taken a win and we were at the place of a loss. And that's when we were in control of the United States presidency. That's when we should have been able to, and the United States Senate, and that we should have been able to prevent some of this stuff, and that we should be able to, even not in control of the White House, not in control of either one of the branches of government, do something. There should be some senator, some House of Representatives somewhere saying something needs to change, or you can vote all you want, you can have as much uprise as much as you want. If they control the ballot box, if they control, if they keep plugging these things into the internet, Sidney Powell had an article about a month ago that showed that the Department of Defense obtained a patent to flip elections, a 51-41 flip. You can go on our website and see it. And the person that developed this software testified, saying that even after he was asked, he says, after the election, could you determine whether or not there was voter tampering? He said, absolutely not. He says the only way that you could find out whether there was voter tampering would be to go and take the ballots and compare them with the results to compare whether or not they correlated. And of course, you can't get the ballots. They destroy the ballots. They destroy the imprints. There's no way to find that out. And unless we go back to a paper ballot and count them the same day sort of election, we're never going to get back to the point where we're going to reclaim this republic.
That's true. And the fact is, we also had, I forgot, 85,000 or 100,000 ballots that were done on plain paper. You can't have that happen.
They had the special paper that was made just for the purpose of ensuring election integrity, and they counted those. They were on the thin paper that was Arizona. It doesn't even make any sense. Where did this paper come from? This wasn't even on the official ballot paper.
No, and any one issue is enough to flip the election to fraudulent. If I rob a bank and you find me with $10,000 of the money, suspecting I robbed the bank, I'm going to jail. I can't say, well, you don't have all the money. You didn't find all the money. Well, that seems to be the philosophy we've accepted as the normal for validating something. We've got to get it all. We don't have it all. We don't have all the evidence. It only takes, by Constitution, a United States Constitution, it only takes one episode per state to discredit the state. One episode. We've got 5, 10, 20, 30, 40 episodes per state, and nothing's happening. It's the craziest thing I've ever seen. And you look at what that's doing now. That from that expounding forward, look what's happening around the world now. This is a crazy situation that if we don't get our hands on it, we're going to have a long, hard road to hoe. And we don't have to blame ourselves. We as a people need to stand up and say, you need to do our will. You need to do what we ask you to do, not what you think you want to do.
I appreciate that, Tony. So, again, if you do have an opportunity to call, that you still can call. There's a few minutes left at 488-5299. Again, this is the Faith and Freedom Network, and we are sponsored by the Alliance Legal Group. We do a lot of bankruptcies around the Hampton Roads area. We'd love to talk to you for free on a free consultation basis. There's a lot of foreclosures happening now that the moratorium is been over for several months now. People are recognizing that the mortgage companies want their money and that they're asking for it right now. And so we've seen a big uptick in people filing bankruptcy because of the foreclosures. We'd like to help you, that we can file bankruptcy for you to stop the foreclosure, in some case with $0 down as far as our attorney's fees. It really just depends upon your circumstance, but we want to help you. We want to help you save your house. We want to stop the garnishments. We want to get you back to the point where your house is secure, and again, back to the program that your nation is secure. So, Colleen, what are your thoughts? I know that we're kind of focusing on elections today. We're not really talking about vaccines and other things, but what are your thoughts as far as election integrity?
Well, it goes back to, again, you have to get it right so that it won't happen again, or that we can get to that you know, get to that point and salvage those. Otherwise, yeah, elections will always be fraudulent and always have those question marks in everybody's mind. So yeah, we need to get to the bottom of it and find that. And what Tony was saying too, it's like, okay, if there's even a question mark in one particular area, find that out. And that's a piece of evidence. You don't have to have all of it proved out. You know, you just start with one place.
You know, what I understand, Colleen, is it's so important. I mean, this is, you know, our republic lies in the balance that you don't see more activity by people like Ted Cruz and Rand Paul and, you know, people that are supposed to be defending the republic, it's just not a big deal. You know, apparently that it's not a big enough deal so that it's front page and center, that, you know, that it's kind of like with Obama and that, you know, his birth certificate became taboo to talk about it, even though it seemed pretty incredulous that, you know, the information that he had, a verifiable sort of birth certificate, you couldn't talk about the issue, because if you do, that they would just blow you out as a conspiracy theorist. And I think that's kind of where we're at with the elections. If you say anything about election, that's what their whole goal was. And they say, oh, are you crazy? That was last year. Everything was fine. There's no fraud. Who are you talking about? But yet there was, it's what they call gaslighting. That no, we saw the fraud. We saw the votes flip from one person to the other in real time on TV, and nobody cared about it. You know, that we have become a banana republic, Tony. That's what it's become. We don't have a rule of law. Did we lose Tony?
Yeah, we lost Tony. He must have thought you signed him off.
Well,
that's okay.
Folks, I think the best thing that we can do is this, and that is that we need to recognize that God's in control, that he's got a plan, and that plan includes putting you and me into this country at this time for such a time as this. And, you know, how that plays it out in your own particular life, I'm not sure, but I do know this, that if you haven't realized over the last year that this country has been taken over by a coup d'etat, by a Marxist takeover, and placed a Marxist regime that is destroying this country, that we're getting ready to go through the, we only have a minute left, but you see what's getting ready to happen as far as our energy grid, that they're getting ready to cancel the Michigan pipeline. I think there's an Ohio pipeline they're getting ready to cancel, that we have inflation running at a crazy rate. We're like a besieged city, that they're taking away the resources so we can have a collapse. If we don't act soon, get on our knees and just trust the Lord to use us in whatever position that we are, see people come to know Jesus, but also to pray for this country that we might repent, we're going to be in very bad shape. Well, folks, that we're at 1 o'clock, we have to sign off, and that we do love you. I do this program for one reason, just to remind people that we were formed as a free republic by the Lord, and that we can be a free republic once again. But it starts with Jesus and with you. God bless you. Have a great remaining, I guess this is a Thursday. Have a great weekend. Have a great Veterans Day. God bless our veterans. Take care, and we'll see you next Tuesday.
I've been listening to the Faith and Freedom Network, sponsored by Steve Taylor and the Alliance Legal Group, Hampton Roads' hometown attorney for more than 30 years. For more information, you can contact them at debtfreeva.com. That's debtfreeva.com. And tune in every Tuesday and Thursday right here on The Lighthouse for Faith and Freedom Network.